quickly, let's go into the word. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we hear your word, speak to us this morning. Speak to us in a special way. Speak to us in a specific way. In Jesus' name. So far, we have been learning about God's plan for our lives. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come against every distraction, every demonic hindrance seeking to steal the word of God. It is removed in the name of Jesus. So we said so far, we have been learning about following God's plan for your life. And I just want to encourage you, go back and listen to the previous sermons. The beginning of wisdom, apostolos, yielded, part one, part two, purpose, algorithm, call of duty, part one, part two. See, I don't know how else I'm going to emphasize this. Don't joke with teachings. Are you with me? Don't joke with teachings. Learn to be a Berean Christian, someone that is intentional. It's good to see you. Someone that is intentional, someone that is, are you with me? You are serious about what you are doing. You have a notebook, you have a Bible. You go back home, you play the sermon, and you write. Be that kind of person. Are you with me? See, already you should know that we have come too far in life to be careless about your life. How old do you want to get to be serious about your life? This is already 2026. If you are born in the year 2000, you are 26 years old. You have lived one quarter of a century. Are you with me? So if there was any time you should learn to be serious about your life, it's now. Tell your neighbor, be intentional. And those sermons will bless you richly. And if you have been following this teaching series, there are some concepts we explained, and you should have understood them by now properly. We talked about purpose, we talked about assignment, and we talked about destiny. And we previously established that purpose is that one thing for which you were created and at which you must succeed. Otherwise, nothing else you succeed at will count. Are you with me? And then if you shred it to the lowest atom, what you have is purpose is to know God and to make him known. Are you with me? And then we said assignment is the platform for purpose. And we explained about that last week, Sunday. Were you blessed?
Yes, sir.
Pastor Annie did a great work, right?
Yes, sir.
And then we said an assignment is an organized arrangement of dutiful work given to an individual within a particular time in the actualization of purpose. And then we said destiny. Destiny can be traced to the root word destination. Please, are you following me? And destiny refers to the final eventual outcome of a man's life. So, purpose is important, assignment is important, but destiny is also important. And if we look at this teaching series closely, the first part of the series focused on purpose, and then we took two sermons to focus on assignment, but the remaining part, we're going to talk about destiny. Are you with me? And you see, destiny is affected by so many factors. For instance, a car. A car may stop on the road because of fuel. A car may stop on the road because the tire is bad. A tire may stop on the road because the radiator is bad. A tire may stop on the road because the kickstarter is bad. Are you with me? It can stop on the road because the fan belt is bad. So, for a car to work, it is not just fuel in the car. It is not just that you have a good battery. It is not just that you have a good fan belt. Every other factor must work if it will carry you to the eventual destination. Are you with me? In the same way, in destiny, there are many other things like that. Sometimes it can be a person's character. Sometimes it can be a person's work ethic. Sometimes it can be a person's connection to God. Are you with me? There are so many factors. But today, I want to focus on one of them. I am focusing on it because the Lord has brought my attention to it in a very strong way. I want to talk about the place of your mind in the fulfillment of destiny. And this is important, especially for us as a church, because there is a temptation to believe. Some people just assume that when it has to do with God, your mind is not important. It's just the spirit. Just the spirit. You know that song? Unquestionable, you are the Lord. I used to sing it before. I used to love that song before. And I get the point of the song. Okay, you cannot question God, as it were, interrogate him. But there is a sense in which that song is not correct. God told Abraham, you are going to inherit this land. Abraham asked God, how will I know that I will inherit it? And God said, let's enter a covenant. God did not say, why are you questioning me? The angel appeared to Mary and said, you are going to have a child, even though you have not known a man. And Mary said, how shall these things be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered her, are you with me? That means your mind is important. Well, we are going to find out. Praise the Lord. So we're going to talk about the place of your mind in the fulfillment of destiny. So I've called it mode break. Say after me, mode break. And the idea of mode break is when a mold is being broken, something that has been made up together, something that is already strong and dried together. But then you have to break it. So when we say mode break, it's a figurative term to explain breaking out of the wrong mental models, wrong thinking. Are you with me? This may sound like success motivation, but it's not. Are you with me? Like I'm going to show you in the Bible, it's not success motivation. The word of God can motivate, but the word of God is not in and of itself motivation. Please, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Wrong mental models, wrong ways of thinking that can limit a person's life and destiny. Please, what I'm sharing with you is very, very serious. You know, when I used to work in the oil field as a well test engineer, one day we had a challenge. And the challenge was with somebody. There is a way the guy does his job. Once he's done, there will be a problem. So our supervisor made a comment. He said, you know, when a person has a problem, it can be solved. When a person is a problem, who understood what I just said? When a person has a problem, you can solve it. When a person is a problem, you need to do something else to that person. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Romans 12 from verse 1. Romans 12 from verse 1. It says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. Can you read on with me? Holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now, that is the please stay on verse 1. It says, when you present your body unto God, it's a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto him. As great as that is not enough for transformation. Look at verse 2. It says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. See, for almost 30 minutes yesterday, I was just looking at this verse. I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. That means the way you see the will of God has a lot to do with your mind and what God is even saying. It is when your mind has been renewed, you can even prove what is the good will of God, the acceptable and the perfect will of God. If you are not careful, all you can be accepting, God may just allow it, not because you cannot comprehend something, he cannot give you something perfect, but because what you can comprehend is only just acceptable. Hi. Obviously, I can't finish this sermon today. But so I will try the best I can do. See, I am discovering the mind. The mind is an important part of our spiritual progress. It's an important part of our destiny. If you miss it in the mind, no matter what else you want to do, it will not work. I wanted to give an illustration, but maybe I forgot to bring what I wanted to show you. Who has used Morning Fresh before? It's a kind of soap. The body is very big, but it has a very small mouth. Who knows that, right? I wish I could bring it here and show you what I want to show you. See, you know what the mind is? The mind is like that small mouth or orifice. What is stored inside can be very big. But what will only come out is dependent on how small. Are you with me? So when a person's mind is like that, no matter what God puts in your spirit, because your mind is narrow, it is only what is in, can come out to that narrow part that you will see. Are you following me? God, today, Lord, as you put this thing strong on my spirit, they will get it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You know, many years ago, I heard a quote that made me angry. It offended me. And I even retaliated when I heard the quote. The person said, the black race was not called black because of the color of their skin, but the color of their mind. I was angry. And I told the person, it doesn't have to be white to be right. Clock it, clock it, clock it. But then later, I thought about it. As I grew, there was truth in what that person said to some extent, not completely. The mind, the way we think. Let me give an example. One day, while I was still an engineer on the field, we had this white man who came to work with us, Engineer Terry. And one of us, don't fight me, oh. We listen, we don't judge, Abby.
Uh-huh.
One of us had been working, Engineer Jimmy had been working from morning till night. And then the next day, we had to work with this white engineer again. And then he just looked at us and said, you guys have been working so hard. You know what? Let me just give you something for lunch. And he brought out 20,000 naira and gave us. And our supervisor there was angry. Ah, it's too much. The man said, I know. This person that was complaining was our direct supervisor. He said, give them 2,000, they'll be fine. He said, you don't overtake care of these people like this. If you take care of them too much, they will be spoiled. The white man said, I know that all they need to eat this afternoon is 2,000 naira. But can't you just be nice? Look at, now, this man, he's not born again. Just his way of thinking, are you with me? But it's as if that black man, you just subject, they must suffer. They must. Do you know how we suffered? You must suffer. They just take delight in ensuring that they are the greatest, every other person is under them. It's a mentality. Are you with me? And that's just one of a million examples. It's a way of thinking. You know, some people, they are never happy if everybody is great around them. They prefer if they are the only one shining and everybody is begging them. It's a mindset. You know, I'm based in Abuja. One of the most common phrases we hear every day, do you know who I am? Do you know who I am? Police just stop you like this. You just come out. Do you know who I am? You just like to subjugate the other person. The mindset. I can go on and on, but my words are not enough. You'll be driving on the road. You are driving. You know, I used to tell people that driving is one of the tests of your ultimate test of your Christianity. You are driving. There is a lane like this. Cars are coming this way. There are cars that are going this way. Now, this lane, are you with me? That the cars are going forward is a little slow. You are driving. You know that cars will follow this way and come. You enter here. Now, everywhere is blocked. Are you happy? The black man. No, we are not like that in Jesus' name. He doesn't think about the consequence of his actions on other people. I will just make my way. Fine. Sometimes when I'm driving, I think if everybody's driving like you, will you see this space to pass?
Now, you are here. A car is coming. Okay, you know, one day, I was so angry. I just... somebody came to block me like that. I just put off the car. We'll stay here today. He said, okay, move. I said, fly, fly. I said, fly, fly. He said, okay, move now. I said, come on, fly. Because why are we like this? Why? Tell your neighbor the mind. It's a way of thinking. Guess what? When they go abroad and see the way people drive, they don't drive like that. Tell your neighbor, mode break. So, quickly, why is the subject of the mind so important to the fulfillment of destiny? Number one, God is interested in the state of your mind. I have scriptures, text to prove that God is interested in the state of your mind. And some of them you have seen them, but you may not have thought about them in this light. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. It says, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear. Are you with me? Read this so carefully. Everybody with me. 2 Timothy 1, verse 7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Wait. Glory! He has not given us the spirit of fear. So what he gave us is a spirit. And the spirit that he has given us in Christ Jesus does not supply fear. Are you with me? It cannot allow us to live in perpetual fear. Are you with me? But of power, of love, and of a sound mind. That means we have received a spirit of a sound mind. A spirit that impacts the sound mind. Satan may sound mind. You know, career people, when you hear somebody advance talk about your colleague, say that guy is sound. You know what they're talking about, right? Say that guy is sound. That guy is sound. He understands the stuff. That guy is sound. So after me, I have a sound mind. You know, I said a sound mind is a mind that has the correct and appropriate understanding of all the factors that affect his destiny in the right proportion. Hi, let me say that again. A sound mind is a mind that has the appropriate and correct understanding of all the factors that affect his destiny in the right proportion. For instance, let me give an instance. Some people, like the example I just gave, they believe in hard work. They believe in results. They are so driven with results, they don't care about anything else. They don't care about interpersonal relationships. They don't care about work-life balance. They don't care. They just result. Are you with me? Some people, they care about interpersonal relationships, how you feel, how you don't feel, at the expense of results. Have you not seen people deliver the job? They say, give me result. They'll tell you, why are you talking to me like that? Are you with me? His mind is not sound. He's too emotional than logical. Some people are too logical than emotional. A sound mind is a mind that has the correct and appropriate understanding of all the factors that affect his destiny in the right proportion. Please, are you with me? Say after me, I have a sound mind. He says, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. So the spirit we received in Christ impacts a sound mind. So, number one, God is interested in the state of your mind. Ephesians 3 verse 20. The Bible says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly, above all we can ask or think. Everybody read this verse 1, 2, 3, go. Make it louder. Start again. 1, 2, 3, go. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Now, my emphasis here is ask or think. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. That means God is saying that many times your thinking is as good as your asking. So, I want to ask you a question. If God wanted to reproduce the state of your mind in your life, will you like it? Don't answer me. Think about it. The way your mind reasons, the way your mind, the state of your mind, if God decided that, okay, I will not take your asking, I will take your thinking and reproduce it as your answer, will you want it? Some people will not want it. So why did he put it there in the Bible? Because God cares about what you think. God cares about the state of your mind. Tell your neighbor, mold break. I pray that today something will happen to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Something good will happen to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Number two, there is a warfare for your mind. There is a warfare over your mind for control. Whatever controls your mind controls your life. This year, I've told myself I'm going to do a teaching on YouTube. Overcoming digital addiction. I am telling you, I am discovering with the way some of us use our phones, we will not be able to concentrate again. Some people, it's so bad, take their phone away from them for 1 hour. They will not even know when they will tap somewhere. I was talking with a doctor, two senior doctors on Friday, and they were just explaining to me the damage we do to ourselves by the lifestyle we are living in the 21st century. They were explaining how consistent exposure to Wi-Fi can begin to prepare your body for tumors. Yeah. They said to me, a child should not be allowed to have a phone until the child is 20 years old. A child should not be allowed to have a phone. Then, as the child is growing, screen time should not be more than 3 hours per day. And that is even a lot. So me and my wife, we decided, no more TV for Princess Joy. No more TV for you. One day, the Sunday, Sabbath day is day of rest. That's the day we give you for TV. I know she will cry. Your mind. Praise the Lord. Look at 2 Corinthians 10 verse 3. Oh, Jesus, God will help me to finish as fast as possible in Jesus' name. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3. It says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Now, when you read this verse, what comes to your mind is spiritual warfare. Yes, demons, witches. But let's read on. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war in the flesh. Everybody, verse 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Now, wait a minute. So, he's talking about strongholds. I know there are strongholds in your village. I know there are witches. There are wizards. Anybody who says there is no demon anywhere, you've not, I don't want to say you've not lived long enough, but there are things you will see. You know, this one is beyond human reasoning. I'm telling you. But well, that's by the way. But look at, go back to verse 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. You would think the strongholds is talking about here are witches or wizards or babalawo or herbalists. Get, look, just see the next verse and see what he calls strongholds. 1, 2, 3, go. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So these strongholds are thoughts, ways of thinking, modes. Are you with me? Patterns. Some of you, have you experienced this thing before? Where you were thinking so much about a negative circumstance to the point where you felt like you were feeling it. Has that happened to you before? You thought about something negative and you almost began to feel it. That's how strong thoughts are. And he called it strongholds, meaning if you are not careful, you may not even know that there is a chain in your mind. You may not even know that there is a stronghold in your mind and you have to war over it. It's a mold that must be broken. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
I wish I had time. I would have said some things. Do you know There are people that have strongholds in their mind. You can call it, entitlement mentality. I've not met people like that. Every time you meet them, my brother did not help me. Oh. That's why my life is like this. He has money. Oh. My brother has money. He's a big man. But to help me, he did not help me. Every time you meet them, they're always talking about somebody who is supposed to have helped them. But you see, people, this life is just wicked. People, they always believe that there is somebody somewhere who is owing them something and refuse to help them. They are just entitled. Are you with me? Some people, their own is, you can call it average mentality. You know what average is? The best of the worst and the worst of the best. If they work, Abby, let's go. Do you do it well? Their own concern is not, process is not important to them. If they work, Abby. Have you been in those cars? I know some of you are too, even don't know what I'm talking about. You know those cars where there is no ignition, there is no place to put key to ignition. You just see the driver. You all put two wires together. And I'm like, bro, just go to the electrician. Let him give you a proper key. That's not his business. So it didn't work, Abby. The car don't start. It don't start. Some other people, it is laziness in the mind. Not physically laziness. So laziness in the mind. Anything that will stress them too much. It's too much. I don't want. Anything that will push them out of their comfort zone. I don't want. And you think that person will fulfill destiny. If you like, pray from now till next year. You will not fulfill God's plan for your life. Please, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Every small thing, I am tired though. That person that said I am tired, give him 2 hours, he's watching a movie. Once it would engage his mind in a productive way, he just wants to have fun, enjoy. If you allow him, let there be no work Monday to Sunday. Say glory to God. Wow. Just eat, drink, play. You know, I showed you one time in the Bible. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, the Bible says, for many of them, God was not well pleased with them, that these people were given to idolatry. And I thought the idolatry that he was talking about there was graven images. He said, for the people sat down to eat and rose up to play. That was the idolatry. Okay, look at it. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 5. But with many of them, God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Verse 6. Oh, wait. Bring it out for me. Is this chapter? Is there? Okay, verse 7. Thank you. It says, neither be ye idolaters, as were some of them, as it is written. The people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. No productive thing in their life. Monday to Sunday, that was the idolatry. Can I tell you something? There is a way your mind can be structured to pleasure, eh? You will be a slave of pleasure. Am I talking to you? See, the Bible says the church is the pillar and the ground of truth. So we need to talk about these things in church. See, we just read that the spirit that God has given us will give you a sound mind. There is a way somebody can talk to you and discover the way you think. You are different. You have a sound mind. Say after me, I have a sound mind. You are different. The way you approach your faith, the way you approach work, the way you approach your life, you have a sound mind. Say it again, I have a sound mind. There is a battle over your mind. We just saw it here. Casting down imaginations and every high thing. I'm sorry if many of the things I've said offended you. It's because I love you. Ah, I love you. Amen. You know, this thing I'm talking about is like a programming code. Eh? That once the code is affected, the outcome will be tampered with. Let me give an example. We just finished 21 days of prayer and fasting, right? There are some of you, you can relate to what I want to say. By 11 a.m., the fasting is already holding you like, ah! Then you just tell yourself, you know what? I'm going to eat. Now, you may not have said it outwardly, But then, in 30 minutes, you are in the kitchen, you have arranged sandwich, juice, and you have started eating. I want to ask you, when did you break the fast? Was it when you actually ate or when you made up your mind to eat? So the compromise happened in your mind first. So once the cold is affected, the body will... Are you with me? The body will respond. This is how people fall for temptations too. There is a place where you are, where you are struggling. Should I do it? Should I not do it? Should I do it? Then there is a point you get to, you say, you know what? I will do it. That is the point of compromise. Once it happens inside, your body will follow. It's like a steering wheel. When you turn the steering, the tire is expected to follow, right? So that means, my God. It doesn't matter what you want to say. The way you are in your mind will eventually play out in your life. Praise the Lord. This was what happened to Eve. The Bible says in Genesis 3, when the devil had successfully convinced Eve to eat that fruit, he said, when she saw that it was good for fruit, she had already been convinced. When she saw, do you want to overcome temptation here? Don't wait until you are in front of it. When the battle is still in your mind, should I go for it? Should I not go for it? That is when to fight and win. That's when to fight and tell yourself, mm-mm. Are you with me? You have to tell yourself, this thing will not rule over me. My mind is not a dumping ground. Are you with me? Say after me, my mind is not a dumping ground. I have a sound mind. So, before I go to the next point, find out the mental paradigms that are stopping you. Some of you have mentioned some of them. Anything that is too stressful, if you start reading a book like this, one sleep comes. Say, let me go and sleep. I cannot deal. Say, no, don't stress me. You just close the book and sleep. Once you start reading again, once, sometimes you have to tell yourself, I will read this book. Whether sleep is, after a while, your body will adjust. Who knows I'm talking about? Yeah. Pastor David just came to this service to make all of us angry. Just, I love you. Amen. Yeah. Number three, the state of your mind determines the limit of your destiny. The state of your mind determines the limit of your destiny. The state of your mind determines the limit of your destiny. We just read, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing. So you must intentionally renew your mind. Let me give an example. Have you had some friends, maybe when you were in secondary school, or when you were staying somewhere, and then you met them 10 years later or 15 years later, and when you talk, you want to be close to them the way you were that time, but they are close physically, but in their mind, they are far. Have you had something like that before? You are trying to communicate on your level, and it's like two of you are not, you are talking, but you are not communicating. It's like you are lost. So, you may have reconnected physically, but the real distance has been created. The limit of a man's mind determines the limit of his destiny. Look at Proverbs 23, verse 6 to 7. See, I don't want to sound rude, though, but you will eventually become what your mind has become. If you understand how serious this is. You know, some Sundays ago in Abuja Church, I told them, I said, if you like, pour 1,000 liters into a 50-liter cup or jerry can or bowl or something. 950 will waste. Are you with me? Yes, and only 50 liters will be left. The mind. The mind. The way the person sees, the way the person thinks. So it's not just about, you know, your people that will tell you, I don't have a problem. Just give me 2 billion. Just give me money. Just give me. See, I've been a pastor for a while. I've discovered it does not work. It does not work. It's not just by giving you money. Your way of thinking must change. Your view of life must change. Your view of relationships must change. Please, are you with me? It's not just, oh, give me money. You will come back to what your capacity can carry.
You know, a senior pastor friend did something. He went and looked for prostitutes that were in brothels and said, I'm going to build a home for you. You people cannot be here. Life cannot be like this. Packed all of them. Kept them in the house. Was giving them food. Changed their clothes. Decided, okay, you know what? Let's learn a skill. After 1 month, they all left. They started looking for them again. They went back to the brothel. They were not talking to them. Why? Why are you going back? They say, they talk too much there. Every time, talk. I just want a quick money. So you see it? It's not just situation. It is a way of thinking.
I told him, I think I told you. It's not just by throwing money out. The person must, it is capacity before content. Capacity before content. See after me, capacity before content.
Maybe that's why some of the things people are praying for, they are not getting the answers. Because God knows this person is not ready.
God, I want 1 billion. So if God drops the money in your account, maybe I see him look for you. You may not have the structure to explain. Are you with me? They may look for you. Okay, what do you do that can command 1 billion naira to come to you? Okay, if you do it, how good are you at it? Are you with me?
Say after me, I have a sound mind.
Proverbs 23, verse 6. Oh, Holy Ghost. It says, 1, 2, 3, go. Eat thou not the bread of him that hath an evil eye, neither desire his dainty meat. Verse 7. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he.
Hey.
Guess what? He didn't say as he thinketh in his heart, so he will be. As he thinketh in his heart, so is he. I know I'm stretching this thing. I want it to sink inside. Even our salvation in Christ, it begins from your mind, though. Matthew 13, from verse 19. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was stolen in his heart. He must understand it. He's not just saying, oh, just say after me, Lord Jesus, you died for me. No, do you understand it? Why did he have to die for you? Do you understand that you are the one in sin? Are you with me? And he was the one in righteousness. There was an exchange. He took your place so you would take his place. He took your debt and gave you his life. Do you understand that? That Christ has died your debt so that you will not have to die eternally. You see, it must sit inside you. If not, according to the Bible, you are not saved. So salvation will begin with you understanding it first. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Matthew 13, verse 23. But he that received seed by the wayside, but he that received seed on the good ground is he that heard the word and understandeth it, which bringeth forth fruit, some hundredfold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. Look at Ephesians 4. I know I'm quite fast, but you are catching up, right? Ephesians 4 from verse 17 to 18. It says, this I say then, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind. Everybody, see verse 18 now. Everybody read with me. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them. Wait. So, simply because of ignorance of the ways of God, the life of God is being put away. So, as it were, the mind is like a gateway that if your mind has properly understood something, it will be able to open itself to your spirit. That is why people can read occultic books and become initiated, because their mind understood something and it entered their spirit. Please, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Genesis 13 from verse
14 to 15. And the Lord said unto Abraham, lift up now thy eyes and look all the place where thou art, southward, northward, eastward, and westward. Verse 15. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. As it were, God was saying, as far as your eyes can see, I will give it to thee. What is in your mind? Today, there will be a mold break in the name of Jesus. So quickly, how do I prepare my mind for destiny? Please, focus. Are we together? Are we together? How do I prepare my mind? Number one, for God has not given us the spirit of fear. Have a relationship with God, but of love, of power, and of a sound mind. Be born again. Surrender your heart to Jesus. Let him begin to walk in your heart. You know, I personally believe that if you have a vibrant walk with God, it will affect the way you think. Let me give you some annoying ones. How can you go to toilet? You did not flush the toilet. You left the place scattered. The whole place is looking messed up. And you walked out from there. And you feel like you're okay. How is the love of God in you? How do I let the love of God? Like your whole place. Okay, he did not flush. Go and look for water. Make sure the place is clean before you come out. It's a way of thinking. Is that thing I told you about? Average mentality. They work. Anyhow, he wants to be, let it be. We'll be fine. You are delivered in the name of Jesus. You know, we talked about one some weeks ago. Small-mindedness. They are thinking about now, just now. Esau, we say, give me food now. I don't care about my birthright. Now. I want it now. Pleasure now. Everything now. You cannot delay gratification. It must come now. Some people, before the salary has come, the money has finished. Hey, that table. Pastor, I'm fine. That table. Before the money show, you have... Oh, because they are paying you 1 million. You have, don't worry, give me. Don't worry, I can pay for it, don't worry, give me. Okay, pay now, say, don't worry. When salary comes, oh. It's a mindset. Then by second week, Lord God, open the windows of heaven. You can't call Pastor David, scatter the heavens, it must fall. Let me just even say it here. All of you using loan apps, desist from it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Those things are not loan apps. They are loan sharks. Whether they call it, I will find trouble. Worst case, you drag me online. Fair money is not fair. Don't do loan app. Mm-mm. Praise the Lord. So be born again. Have a solid relationship with God. If you have God inside you, there are some things you want to do. You'll be like, God, be like, what are you doing? Like, are you okay? What are you doing? Why are you thinking like this? I want to say something, but I don't want to find trouble. You're a construction engineer. They gave you 100 million for the job. Job has not started. You have gone to buy two cars. Oh, how will I do the job? How will I do the job? By the grace of God, thank God before I came to ministry. God allowed me. I spent some time in the industry. Some people, they gave you 150 million for road from here to there. We have started construction. You have gone to buy two jeeps, each jeep 35 million. How will you now? You now finish the job. You're not in debt. Voila, started. Because you are more important than what is more important to you is looking rich than actually being rich. Your mind. Some of see, you know what? Let's do this. Lay your hands on your head. Say after me, I have a sound mind. Say it again, I have a sound mind. Say it again, I have a sound mind. Amen. Number two. Subject your mind to the right exposure. Subject your mind to the right exposure. Genesis 15, verse 5. So God wanted to make Abraham a father of many nations. So what did God do? God said, Abraham, come. Before you will carry it, I have to expand your capacity. Remember, capacity before content. God said, Abraham, come. First of all, I'm going to change your name from Abraham to Abraham. So no more assumed father, but actual father. Are you with me? And then, so that means every day they were calling him, you know, Abraham. The shorter form, Abraham, means assumed father or exalted father. But when you say Abraham, you are actually saying your actual father. So every day they were calling him exalted father. You are not it, but let's be, you are exalted, assumed. Then God changed it to, you are actually a father. So before the content came, God was expanding his capacity. Every day they will call him Abraham, father of many nations. So the more he kept hearing it, the more he was exposing himself to that reality, I am a father of nations. I am a father of nations. Are you with me? Yes, secondly, God now called him out. Say, okay, I've worked on what you are hearing. I must work on what you see. So God called him out. Say, can you number the stars? The Bible is sweet, though. You know, he did not say, can you count the stars? Can you number them? You know, numbering and counting are different. Yes, sir. To number something, you will give specific identities to them. If we know, if we count these chairs, you can say maybe there are 100 chairs or 150 chairs. But if we number them, we say, this is number one. Stay here. God asked him, can you number the stars? He says, if you can number the stars, so shall your children be. And he stayed with Abraham. God even told him, if you can number the dust, if you can count the dust, so shall your children be. And then Abraham's mind. God was working on his imagination. Remember, strongholds, imaginations, right? Yes, God was working on his imagination. Some of you, you see, imagination, you see, it is powerful. God was working on his imagination. Some of you, you use your imagination for the wrong thing. Should I find trouble? Can I prophesy? You are a brother. A girl just passed. You have used your imagination. You remove shirt. Remove shoe. You can use that imagination for something stronger. God. If you know what you can do with imagination, you will not use it for the wrong things again. No. Subject your mind to the right exposure. Look at the pictures of your future. Bring it to this present time and start looking at it. You know, I saw something. Something happened to me that almost got me in tears. Abuja Church, 2 years ago, I had written somewhere in my diary that Abuja Church is going to use a tent that will seat more than 250 people. We're going to have a children's church space. So we're going to have 4 toilets. I just wrote everything that way. We are going to have a studio. So, when I wrote everything, there was no way under heaven it could happen. I forgot. Do you know when I realized? When we had moved into the tent, those of you that have come to Abuja Church, what got my attention was that the owners of the place now told me that at the back, they had actually constructed a studio. I shouted. I said, what? So, what I wrote down, oh my God. Imagination. Some people call it the law of attraction. Whatever. But imagination. Say after me in the name of Jesus. I subject my mind to the right exposure. And still under subjecting your mind to the right exposure, guard it against the wrong exposure. You have to guard it. There are some friends you should not be keeping. The way they are influencing you. The things they are saying. The way they are talking. You'll be like this. See. Sometimes it's not even just about sin. There are some friends that they want to encourage you to sin. They want to encourage you to smoke. They tell you, look at you. At your age, you never. They wrote it on the pack. Smokers are liable to die young. I saw it. No,
Please, make it make sense. I saw it, so I want to die young. The only way those things could have sold was PRO, marketing genius. Because what? 80 scientists are saying there is no medical value to drinking alcohol. I know some of you will drag me. You will blow me. No problem. Sorry. No problem. It's fine. Guard your mind. Are you with me? Guard your mind. Sometimes there's something called small mentality. You want to do something big. You say, you cannot do it. Everything you cannot do it. Everything you cannot. When you see those kind of people, you say, this will not work. This kind of person, you will influence me to always see difficulty first. Please, are you with me? Philippians 4 from verse 6 to 8. It says, finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, what does it say? Think on these things. So you guard your mind. When your mind is trained to those things that don't fall into this curriculum, you say, off. Some of you always believe that something will happen wrong. You just, this cannot just be going well now. No, it cannot just be going well. Something bad can just happen. You don't know that. You might just be attracting it to yourself. Am I saying there will not be challenges? There will be. But don't put yourself in the spot where you are perpetually expecting evil. Praise the Lord. And finally, the intentional training of your mind. So there is exposure, but there is what you can call an intentional training of your mind. You know, reading is the way people install new software into their brain. Let me say that again. Reading is the way people install new software into their brain. Learn to read books. And not just e-books, hard copy books. Buy it, read it. Intentionally train your mind. Remember, be not conformed to this world, but be yet transformed by the renewing of your mind. Proverbs 19 verse 2 says, also that the soul be without knowledge, it is not good. What a verse of the Bible. What a text. That your soul will be without knowledge is not good. You are in your friends are talking about an important thing. Or you're just there saying, Omo, things they happen, Omo. Contribute something. Say something. Say, Kai. Odif. When they're talking about something serious in the office and you don't know it, go and start reading. Go and learn. Go and learn. Train yourself. Are you with me? Train yourself. Hallelujah. What I'm saying is important though. If you learn it, if you learn what I just said, make up your mind that for the remaining part of this year, no day will go that I will not invest something meaningful into my mind. You will see what will happen. You will see what will happen to you. Another way you intentionally train your mind is by discipline. There is something I call mental sagacity. You train your mind to be tough. Have you ever wondered, all these athletes, how do they run those long distances and you think they don't feel tired? The body adjusted to the way their mind was positioned. You train your mind. Let me give you a hack. That's what prayer does too. When you learn to start praying, 1 hour you pray. When you are starting that kind of training, you will pray for all the prayer you can pray. 5 minutes, you've prayed all the prayer. Just 5 minutes, yay. After a while, you are training yourself, training your mind to accept uncomfortable situations and become stronger out of it. Are you with me? Discipline. And I gave you a hack there, prayer. Interestingly, I want to also add one, exercise. Physical exercise can train your mind.
Please, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
I was telling the pastor that I feel like very soon we'll start having, we may soon leave this hall, but when we, amen, I thought you would rejoice.
Amen.
When we start, when we have a bigger place, Port Harcourt Church, Abuja Church, they have a space for that. We'll come and do one day of the month to do exercise. Because some people of you, the exercise you used to do, you just carry one thing like this, they will just, you just do it for the gram. They will video you, say, at the gym. You don't carry anything, no. Just like this. Just one, two. They take picture, you go and post. Everybody will be happy. You say, wow, nice one. Nice development. 2 minutes you don't spend for gym. But by the time you begin to train yourself, you now see how it affects your mind. How to stay on one thing. You're going again and again. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Were you blessed?
Yes,
say after me, I have a sound mind.
Say it again,
I have a sound mind.
I
will be a blessing wherever I go. Everyone that encounters me, they encounter the soundness of my mind. They encounter the purity of my spirit. They encounter the glory of my character. I have a sound mind. Amen.
Amen.
This is very important for destiny. Very important. Because many times in life, people will have to invest in you. People, somehow, everybody needs help at some point. And everybody wants to make a good investment. There is a way you will be. They're like, no, this one, we can't let this one go. This one must be helped. Are you with me? Let me just add this. Think contribution, not just collection. Think contribution. You have people in your life. Ask yourself, what have I contributed to their lives? Your friends, your colleagues, contribute in the church where you are, contribute. Anywhere you are, contribute. When you are that kind of person, when it's time for people to contribute to you, you will be surprised. No, this is that guy. He's a solid guy. Solid guy. Joseph, what made Joseph become prime minister? It was that he was just nice. He woke up in the morning. He saw his inmates. Their faces were squeezed. He said, what is the problem? And he was able to interpret their dream. And they were the ones that referred him later to Pharaoh. Just being nice. But you, me, I just do my job. I don't have time to anyone. I'm a shift. You don't greet anybody. It's a mindset too. So after me, have a sound mind. Just begin to exalt the name of Jesus. Bless his name. Father, we thank you.